every time.
I wanted to. That's what I was proposing.
That's well, we all did, didn't we?
Well, no, no well, one did. No, I was looking at you
Paul
guys.
Paul was the
I
only was doing one this. Who got on the stage under the spotlight with the microphone.
That's right. We have okay here in the studio. We have a little. We have in the corner. We have a little stage.
That's
with
you
a little spotlight and a little microphone.
Oh, that's my other show.
What's Paul, that? That's Paul in the corner. That's Paul in the corner.
Welcome back to Threedom, everyone.
Welcome
I'm,
back.
I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
I'm Lauren Lapkus.
And I'm Scott Uckerdoody.
Oh. Doody. God damn it. Why did I let you be last? thanks for listening, everyone. This is the first episode that we've recorded since we've been releasing these.
Oh my God, right. It's so fun.
Such great feedback it's from everyone.
Such great feedback
Thank
from everyone.
Thank you all for listening.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for just giving us a chance.
Who's this little guy?
Thank you for sucking on Toledo.
I just want to thank everyone. Sucking on Toledo.
Sucking on Toledo.
Sucking on Toledo. Just keep your mouth as small as possible.
We haven't released it yet. Did anyone enjoy last week's episode about us keeping our mouths really small and trying to say words?
Wait,
did we do that?
Did we do that?
Yeah, for endlessly, didn't we?
Oh, wait a minute.
Well, hopefully.
That does sound familiar. I have not heard that episode yet.
I know. I forget everything I say moments after.
Yes. But that was one of our features.
It was a feature.
And,
yes.
And listen, oh.
Features are bonus time.
We don't want to drive you guys crazy. Features are coming later. Don't worry. We got a feature.
The feature comes at the end, my baby.
My baby. Oh, my baby. Lauren, did you have like a grandmother who had an interesting way of talking, or because when you
are you Byron Allen? It sounds like such
it does.
A, sounds
it?
Like such an obvious setup.
I wish I was Byron Allen.
Hey,
did, what did
chance?
He just buy the Weather Channel?
What?
Yeah, he did.
God, what an American success story! I love it. He like built himself up from like. He was a fine comedian, what have you, in the 80s. And then he had that talk show where he would ask leading questions of comedians. And then he bought the Weather Channel.
Well, where'd he get all the money?
Before then, he was on a show called Real People.
Real People, right, yeah.
Which was a sort of, it was like that segment at the end of the local news, mm-hmm. but a whole hour of that. Yeah. Where it's like, here's a weirdo who does a weird thing.
I told have two story. Questions. Yeah. Wait, one, wasn't it like a pretty low amount that he paid for the Weather Channel? Like more than, like less than you would think a channel would cost?
Well it had lapsed into the public domain.
Yeah, who watches
so
the,
he got it
that's
for
the other
steal.
Question. Who well, watches the
like,
Weather
why,
Channel?
Why do you want to own it?
Who watches the Watchmen?
Why do you want to own that? What do you get from that? I don't understand.
Well, why would anyone create it if there's nothing to get out of it?
I don't know. Why are they selling it?
No, but I told a story about Real People on REM. I think it must have come out. Paul just got some startling news that he had to put on his John Lennon sunglasses for.
Here's what's embarrassing.
I'm
at the point where the studio is dark. It's Spontaneous Nation lighting, which is the nicest podcast lighting. Mm-hmm. And so
Light
Kevin, Chef Kevin handed me his phone where he looked up how much Byron Allen bought the Weather Channel for.
Oh.
And I'm at an age now where in this somewhat darkened room and with maybe the screen not turned all the way up to its maximum brightness, I cannot read that. Mm-hmm. I need to put on my glasses. The only glasses I have with me are my prescription sunglasses. So I look like a weirdo. Who just needs to read a
look
thing.
At all
you
this.
You have to look cool to read something.
I have to.
How much
the only
was
way
it?
I can read. $300 million.
His own dollars?
That's
oh, I don't
like,
know.
Like, that's a lot of money, obviously, but to me, that sounds like, oh, I wouldn't think you could get it for that little. Like, I mean, I would think it would have to be more than
I
that.
I guess,
for
although,
a
when
network.
You consider, like Star Wars was a billion. That's a third of Star Wars, the Weather Channel.
Yeah, I guess that's weird.
You know?
300 million. Yeah, I guess it's a
like
lot.
Like, all you need to do is create three Weather Channels and you've created Star Wars.
Yeah.
Do you think that's what he's trying to do?
I think he might be doing it. The Weather Channel verse.
What if he starts putting on his own shows and they're like silly?
And there's like droids in them. And
what if he starts lying about what the weather is?
Oh my God. Do we trust Byron Allen with this information?
Well, I also was watching the
fake
news
weather,
the
fake
other
weather.
Day and it was really soothing. Thing, like in the morning, like it was just like a comforting background noise. But then they were showing the traffic, you know, numbers. And I was like, who the fuck is tuning in to see how long it's going to take them from this? Like, who does it? Just go on their phone.
Well, and at some point, aren't they going to phase it out and just go, just check your GPS?
Yeah, it feels like it. It feels like the whole thing is that now. Like, just go to Twitter. It's all there.
Yeah.
But I also was thinking about how when I was little.
Everything on TV now will just say, like, it's just blank. It'll just say, just go to Twitter.
How long is this trip going to take? I better check Twitter.
But I used to
hope someone tweeted about my trip to the grocery.
Hey, boss, I'm going to be late. Just check Twitter.
Hey, man. For the news. But I used to watch Bob and Marianne in the morning on Fox. Marianne
Marciano.
Bob on Fox.
Bob
Surratt and Marianne Marciano, who did have an affair as far as I remember.
Whoa, that's juicy.
As far as you remember.
Well, I remember like learning that. Google it, chef. And
whoa.
And wait.
Lauren's turned bossy.
Google it, chef.
Here are three things about that.
Lauren, that was like you went into the mode of being one of those hosts.
Also, I don't think Google
Chef's
it, chef.
On the Goog.
Google it, chef has ever been said before. It's like usually make me some breakfast, chef. But Google it, chef.
When I was growing up, I would watch the traffic thing, and I was so confused. Like, who's going from that specific location? Because it'd be like to O'Hare or something. Like, why are you going to O'Hare? And you know that it's. But I never understood that you would deduct like, oh, I'm generally going over there, so it'll take 40 minutes from.
Why anyone would ever go to O'Hare?
Well, no, because the traffic patterns, like the way they describe it on the news, it's like it's 40 minutes from the 110 to the
Rain Man.
Why?
You made me do that. And then cut me off before I finished.
Still works.
To insult me.
Still works as an insult, by the way.
Okay, count these matches.
It's a 30-year-old reference, and it still works.
Okay. First of all, also, I went to go meet Bob and Marianne, and they had a thing where
Bob and Rain Man.
Oh my God! They had a thing where you could go meet them, and you could bring a piece of fruit with a face drawn on it. And
let's do that
on
for
TV.
The show.
And
anyone who can find the office and
not
comes
hard.
Hold on a second. They had a thing where you could meet
them. It was
them.
Part of Taste of Chicago, which is a big food fest.
Sure.
And they were sitting on a big stage, and you could bring up a fruit that you drew a face on.
Anyone's face? Or
like you did something, anything, just like made it funny.
Like a clock face even?
Yeah. If you're being a pun head. And then
from the Hellraiser franchise?
From Bunheads.
Oh, the Hellraiser meets Bunheads. Punhead.
My brother and I went and took them a cantaloupe with a silly face drawn on it. And I got to meet them.
Cantaloupe with a silly face.
Could you not meet them if you did not bring
it was
a
the
fruit
way to
with
get
a face on,
stage.
On it?
Or if you brought the food with a face on it, could you also not meet them? Could you say,
yeah,
I just brought this.
I just did that.
I have
and
no
fucked
interest.
Fruit.
Oh, what's going on here? I'm just taking
Come here. Meet Bob and Marianne. Come on.
Why? Who are they?
Come here.
No, I'm just please.
You have your fruit with a face on it. Come over.
Yes, of course I do. But what does that have to do with any of this?
Anyways, well, and then I think they,
wait,
I think
but
they
you,
did have an affair.
So you met them. Wait, you think that they had an affair?
Well, I remember. That's a memory I have. I don't know if it's what
do you,
they
are
have.
You, are,
facts?
Are you?
They're married now. Thank you. They're both married to other people.
But is your memory them having sex?
Yeah,
like
on
the
show.
Literal, because I don't think
no,
you were
I
there
just
for that.
Like knew that they were both married to other people and they married each other. So it was like, yeah.
Okay. I always find that interesting when two people on the local news find love.
Yeah.
Like, this just in, love.
They always say that.
I don't think it happens that often. I think it's rare.
Well, there was one on CBS
real love?
Here.
Paul.
Real love, I think, is very rare.
There's Tom, stop crying.
My wife and God. I have a marriage of convenience.
What's convenient about it? Sharing rent?
We have to do errands for each other.
Oh, okay.
I
it's
guess
very
that's
convenient.
Easy, but you still do her errands. So.
You still do her errands.
You still do her errands.
Oh, her errands.
Her errands.
I can't believe you have to do her errands.
Oh, God. Speaking of out-of-date movie references.
Who is that? What, the guy from?
The Room.
Oh, I didn't think that's what I was doing.
Which
what
one were
you,
you
doing?
Doing? Chicken
well,
McLousy
it's a
house
voice that I do around the house that has no reference point, but I do think it sometimes sounds like the guy from Father of the Bride.
Martin Short?
Yeah.
Playing like, that character?
That character or just in general?
The character, my man.
Well, what I was asking you about, like a grandmother who has a... who has a voice because like you do
laugh
these
like that before.
You do voices.
It's very honky. Not like trash.
Honky? What did you call it? What?
Honk related.
Like honk. Like
it was
that?
Of the honk generation. Oh.
But I was asking you about
genre.
Whether when you do characters. Oh my God.
This is our first lost episode.
What are you asking?
That when sometimes
parent?
You do characters.
When sometimes you like, do character. Oh.
He, Jack Bauer, he's 24 big hit.
Now I get it.
No,
sometimes you think I'm leaning into some specific thing.
No, I just wonder if you're like doing a specific person.
Oh,
sometimes.
No, my grandparents. No.
All right, Rain Man.
I have four grandparents. 1, 2, 3, 4.
My grandfather, Judge Wapner.
Where's Judge Wapner these days?
He's
still
dead.
With us.
He's
Google dead. It, Chef.
Google it, Chef.
His phone can't do that much. It's setting on fire.
I think he may have passed away. He's setting on fire. I think he passed
Chef
away.
Chef Wampner?
What happened Chef to Chef Wampner?
He died from never having existed.
What was?
He's an idea, though.
What was it really?
Judge Wampner. He was the original.
I almost said Wampler.
He the was the original. Oh, this is like a reference that maybe you don't get. He was the original host of the People's Court.
Oh.
As opposed to all those other hosts of the People's Courts that we can think of.
They did continue.
I know they did, but.
But only one was
you
never
said
lasting.
It like it was a dig.
No, I said it as if
as
like.
As opposed to all those other hosts of the People's Courts.
No, I said it as like it's not like Family Feud where you can go, oh, Ray Combs.
Listen, I'm telling
They've
you
had
how you said
so
it.
Many on Family Feud.
It's like, it's a death curse.
Louis, Steve Harvey, the blonde
Louis
guy
C.K.?
From back in the day. Louis C.K. Uh-oh.
What if
Don't
that
me.
Was his next
Don't
job?
Don't let me.
What if that was his next job, though?
Oh, he's forced to host the Family
he
Feud.
He has to do something really tame. Yeah.
And he has to act like he really likes it. That's just,
I love that.
To avoid going
in.
To prison.
That would be yeah. like Black Mirror punishment.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. He has to act. It has to be like you cannot be
you
able
cannot
to tell that
be
he's.
Trey. Yes. Not even with your eyes.
That's right.
Do you think Bill Cosby's going to die in jail?
I hope so.
I don't think he's going to die.
Ever? Because of all the pudding inside?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Who's that little scamp?
What if he makes himself a special potion that he makes him live forever?
Oh, he probably could.
This is edgy stuff, guys.
I love him.
Did you grow up watching that show or
yes,
no?
Yes, I loved that show.
Yeah.
It's sad. I feel sad because... for every reason, but like the fact that all of those actors are like, they lose out from what and so do many people from all that he did.
Right. That's certainly not the worst of the situation,
right. No, of course.
But it is.
It's all been talked about,
no,
what I'm saying. So.
No, but I agree. Like on the pilot of Bang Bang, there's like a guy who has a couple of lines that we found on like a sexual predator list 4 years later. And I was just like, well, now that's ruined that whole plot line in
Mike
that episode.
Hanford?
Yeah, it was Mike Hanford.
Yeah. He touched me. just kidding.
But I mean, that's just collateral damage.
Gonna edit this.
Collateral damage, certainly.
It's
but
clat dam.
Clat dam.
We call
goes.
That clat dam.
Clat dam. Clat damn!
Every good project has some clat damn.
Mm-hmm.
Judge Wapner, is he still alive? Nope, he sure isn't.
He dead.
Thank you,
I
Chef.
Do like that
what
Chef
did he
Kevin
die of?
Leaned close to the mic to shake his head.
He was like this. He's like, let me get this closer.
That was for the ASMR people.
Do you guys like ASMR?
No.
No, I don't.
Wow, cool. End of conversation, I guess.
Okay.
Do you like it?
No, and I love it.
No, I don't really. Oh, God.
What do we consider? Because there's many different things. It's not like just any of those noises works for every. Works.
Is
for,
there anything that makes you have the tingly feeling?
Let's guess, okay? Is this ASMR?
Ugh.
I guess so.
Is this ASMR? I have some pencil shavings here.
Oh!
Yep, it is.
Is this ASMR?
Do you think anyone wants to listen to that?
Yes.
Really?
I think there's...
Is there like a white noise app that's like, snore?
I will say...
Do you have a partner in bed with you?
I will say Rocky.
My dead husband. I miss him.
My dear departed dog, Rocky, when we first got him, I was shocked by the snoring. Because I used to have a girlfriend that snored, and it was... really loud, and it would keep me up and stuff. And I would always be like, "Isn't there anything you can do about this?" I was like,
did
you know, 22 and not very sensitive. I'm just like, "Can't you fucking fix your snoring?" I don't. She never did anything about it, as far as I know. But
she did do something about it. She got rid of that boyfriend.
Yeah, she's like, "I'll keep snoring alone,
or with a million other dudes." Yeah.
Slut, I guess, laying it on the line.
But when we got Rocky, I was shocked by how much he snored. And then I learned to love it because it was sort of like white noise, but it also let me know that he was okay and breathing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is good. This is like a little safety blanket for me of like, Rocky's still alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my
Rocky
cat
Rocky didn't
snores.
Pass away during the night.
Your cat snores.
It was like, it's like, meow, 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 meow. It's really like this.
That's pretty cute.
That's ASMR. Yeah.
That's ASMR.
Oh, baby.
Yes.
Have you ever, as a joke, when you orgasmed, done a voice like that? Like,
oh, baby. No.
Wouldn't it be funny, though? What I'm saying is, let's make a pact.
Having sex with your wife.
That the next time we do it.
And then you go, ew, la, la.
Let's do it. And let's all do it separately.
What if you just went, hooray!
Whee!
Okay. I'm up for anything. As long as we agree.
Mine goes, yippee.
That would be really funny if like you did it 3 minutes later in the afterglow and it was just totally silent. You just,
yippee.
Sick.
Disgusting.
All right, you guys aren't up for it. I'm not going to do it so
well.
I just don't think sex is a joke.
Can we jerk off and do it?
Silent.
All right.
Do we have to involve our partners?
Jerk off each other.
Yeah, let me do it privately, okay?
Privately, K.
I'll do it, I swear, just alone, okay?
Welcome to Privately, K.
Welcome to Privately, K.
I'm K. If you have something to tell me in private, go ahead.
I'll never tell.
Phone lines are open. Your secret is my secret.
Okay.
Yes.
I have a private thing I wanted to tell you.
Okay, let me take you off the air.
Are we off the air?
Yes, we are. They're listening to Tom's Restaurant right now.
I've never.
Diner.
Can you speak up? Because I can't.
I can't. I'm in a library.
Okay, well, the music's very loud here.
I guess this isn't going to work. I have to hang up.
What an episode.
A devastating episode of whatever we said it was called.
Privately K.
Thank you.
Privately K. Do we have to go to a break?
Already?
No. One more minute.
One more minute. Okay, yeah. What are we going to do?
Fill the time.
Remember when we all counted to...
Oh, my God.
60, 15 times?
We did, Lauren. Have we got a story for you?
This is on the Bang Bang DVDs.
It's on the Bang Bang DVDs.
We were at Santa Family doing a talk back for the musical episode.
Yes.
And
it was me, Scott, Casey, Thomas Lennon.
Casey Wilson.
The end.
I think that may be it. Yeah. And we had a certain amount of time and to do this talk back after the episode.
Too much time,
yeah. And
no one wanted to talk back to us.
Ouch.
And we took questions and there were no more questions. And then instead of just calling and going, okay, thank you, I felt like we needed to fill the time because it wasn't enough. We hadn't been up. The episode was only 22 minutes.
Yeah.
We'd only been on stage for
There was a 22-minute episode. The talkback was scheduled for 2.5 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
No, it was like 35 minutes for a 25-minute episode. And after 15 minutes, no one wanted to talk back anymore.
Yeah.
So, and there was 15 minutes left. I was like, well, what do we do for the next 15 minutes?
You asked how much time we had left. And I think they said 12 minutes.
12 minutes.
And you said, well, we could either stop now or we could fill the 12 minutes somehow. And I said, let's, as Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Right.
Because
you were in character.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Thomas and I were in character. He was the Phantom.
Oh, that's definitely right. He was the Phantom.
I will say, harder to ask questions of characters.
I think it would be more fun.
You can ask Andrew
Lloyd Webber.
No one's listening anymore. Yeah, I don't know. I liked the first episodes that they did, and then they came back and they were just yelling.
And then you counted?
And so I said, What if we counted to 60 12 times?
And the whole audience did it?
Just
the four of us.
Oh my God.
But they joined in.
They joined in here and there.
Yeah, yeah. You can see it on the DVD. That's really fascinating.
The thing, it will haunt me forever that we didn't do it 12 times. I think we did it eight times.
Oh, really?
We didn't do it 12 times.
Oh, that's too bad. We should have.
You're so sad.
I am.
Although eight.
We didn't do it 12.
Eight is enough.
We did eight.
What is this, Raised by TV?
Hold on, crossover up.
To fill our lives with love. Did you ever see, Lauren, did you ever see that show?
Eight is Enough?
Yes.
Yes, but
I saw it so
no.
many times, but I couldn't even tell you what it's about.
I remember Just the family. Ten of Us more.
Just the ten of Us. That was the bald guy,
fucking make
right?
It was
the guy, the coach from Growing Pains had a spinoff.
Bill Clickenbauer.
That can't happen nowadays.
What, a coach?
Actually, it did with the Goldbergs. Tim Meadows just got a hell spinoff. Okay.
Stanford. Oh, did he really? I didn't know that.
I stand corrected by myself.
Good for him. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's all sorts of spinoffs nowadays.
But it did.
Name
it is,
another.
Name another.
I guess Grown-ish.
NCIS whatever. L.A.
Okay, that doesn't count.
But that's more of a franchise.
It doesn't count?
Well,
yeah,
because
I'm saying
Scott,
you spin-off. Take
Scott,
one character.
You know it doesn't count. Exactly, Lauren. Mm-hmm. Lauren is right. They take one character, mm-hmm. and then they give that character their own show.
Yep.
They don't say, "There was look, Mark Harmon never showed up. He never showed up on a CSI and was like,
Thank you.
Hi, I'm David Caruso's cousin or whatever.
I mean, they do backdoor pilots on these shows, like CSI Miami was a backdoor pilot.
Of course
pilot. Anyway,
they do, sure. But it's not, but it back in the day, it used to be very
common.
Oh,
wow, you love Benson?
Yeah.
Fuck it. Here's Benson.
Here's the breakout character. Let's give him his own show.
Yeah.
But then it got weird. Like, Mork and Mindy was a forced
That was a backdoor pilot.
Yeah.
Right.
Where they had.
In Happy Days.
Oh, yeah, right.
Happy Days. Yeah, they were going to make this show, but they just stuck an alien on Happy Days for no reason.
Well, you know what's so crazy? I was just watching the, I should save it for Raised by TV, but
yeah, really.
I was just watching the first episode of Hang with Mr. Cooper, and he does a whole thing where he is, the first pilot.
Is that
pilot,
Bradley Cooper show?
Definitely not. The pilot, it's Mark Curry, but the pilot is shot on the Growing Pains set because they didn't have the money.
Oh,
for
it. Yeah,
but
yeah.
He explains
we had to do that for
that.
Our show once.
He comes out and he's like, hey, he starts doing a whole thing. And then Alan Thicke comes out. He's like, what are you doing in my house? And he's like, it's not your house. You're Alan Thicke. He's like, just kidding. I am Alan Thicke. You're using my set. And they have this whole conversation about it to make the audience like comfortable.
And it's like a 15-minute long conversation.
It's on Hulu. And
it goes
then,
on way too long.
And then they use the whole thing, which is really confusing when you're watching. You kind of do need that. And then at the end, he's like, I hope you like the show. Please keep watching it. And then like the next week, he's like, hi, I'm Mark Curry. You might not know me, but I hope you like my show. I'm doing this show. And he like does this whole explanation. It's crazy.
That's so strange. Were there still pictures of the Seaver family on the walls?
No.
Or did they turn them backwards? Like, you can't look at this, Seaver family.
No, but it made no sense. It just felt uncomfortable because they're like, they're in the different house.
What a strange.
Yeah.
But it's so crazy because back in those days, I feel like networks used to spend even more money on things. Why wouldn't they just build a set for the show?
And they kept like, I feel like they were really trying to make it work by bringing in all these actors
make
who
it
had
work,
other shows.
Designers.
I just burped.
Did my Tim Gunn impression make you burp?
Yeah. Brought some up.
No, I've
they
done
brought
that.
All these actors in to try to be like, oh, they're all from different TGIF shows or whatever, like make it comfortable for
I've
everyone.
Done it for two shows for David's situation. I don't know if you remember that one. Were you in it? That no. Bob and David thing?
The show
we did it on the Everybody Loves Raymond set.
Weird. Mm-hmm. That'd be fun.
And then for another show that I did with Matt Besser, we had to rent someone's set. I don't even know whose it was.
And you guys had you recorded a 15-minute long conversation explaining.
Yeah, exactly.
No, and you guys are just hanging out there.
Did I ever tell you about the Mork and Mindy backdoor pilot, how like excited I was by it? I didn't know who Robin Williams was. I was big into Happy Days. I watched that. And then I had this thing where anything I ever watched, a movie, a TV show or whatever, if I was hanging out with my mom going shopping or whatever, I would do the plot and just explain every single thing that happened. Yeah. I'm sure it must have taken longer than the 22 minutes.
No doubt.
That it actually was.
Yeah.
And we were in a grocery store or a hardware store. It feels like a hardware store for some reason. And,
you did tell me.
And I finally got to the end and I was doing every joke that Robin Williams made. Like, and then he's like, nanu nanu, which means this in his home country. And, and my mom is paying the cashier. And the cashier is like, looks like someone is a big Happy Days fan. And I felt like it was condescending in some way. And
it
I
was.
Felt embarrassed.
You should have. That and was me.
I hate when adults hurt children like that.
No, but it's...
But they're trying to be...
No, she's trying to just include me of like, hey, it looks like someone... But she, it was almost like, oh, I know what you're doing. You're trying to... You're trying to... This is how I felt. This is not how it was intended.
But that is how you feel as a kid. It's
oh,
so
I
different.
See what you're trying to do. You're trying to co-opt Happy Days, which is like real artists doing, and you're trying to be as cool as Happy Days. No, I know what you're doing. You're doing Happy Days. You're just doing the plot of Happy Days.
Well, that when you're a kid...
You really never let it go.
That
fuck her!
That tone that grown-ups will use when you're a kid, it's not... You always know that it's condescending.
But see, here's the thing. I have a nephew. I don't know if you guys have met him, little Kai. And
I've met Kai.
And
I haven't met him, but I saw his signs leading to his lair.
He's an exciting little fellow.
He loves to dress as Spider-Man. And I hating that tone, I always talk to him like, hey, Kai, how are you? How are you, young fellow? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. You know, I talk to him like this.
Yeah.
And Kulop's like, why don't you talk to him like, you know, be nicer to him or something? Like, I guess the baseline for all adults talking to any kid is like, hi, how are you?
It's weird.
You talk to him like a guy that you share an office with.
But kids like, hey, man,
do you mind getting me a little top off on this coffee?
I think kids like when you talk to them like they're your same age.
I think so, too.
That's how I feel. But adults don't like it when... You do.
No, it does make them feel like you don't care about kids or something. But like when I was a babysitter, I didn't talk to them like they're like that baby voice or something. It's like you're just like, we gotta go. Let's do. You know, it's like, and most parents don't do that to their kids. I think it's kind of weird when parents always talk in a baby voice to their kids.
To their own kids. Yeah. But then parents who don't talk in a baby voice to their own kids go over and meet someone else's kids. And then it goes up like this and hello.
Well, because they can't, they're forced to talk to their own children.
So much.
Like equals. They can't wait to condescend to a child.
Look, we need to take a break. Speaking of
that's
condescending.
Right.
That was a long minute.
We'll be right back with more Threeda. Hi, we're back.
He just pushed me.
And
I'm Lauren Lapkus.
I'm Parlef Comcoach.
And I'm Scott Ockerduty. Wait a minute.
You got yourself. Damn it. You played yourself. Congratulations.
I got played.
Chef Kevin found an article that Lauren's excited about. Go.
Yeah, it's about it's about Bob and Marianne, the host from the Fox thing.
The Professor and Marianne. Anyway.
Excuse me.
Anyway.
It's from the Tribune. It starts, quote, a hot Cuban babe, unquote, is how Bob Surratt described his wife of 17 years, Marianne Bresciano.
Can I just step in and say gross? I hate it when husbands objectify their wives in that way of
can
like,
I do
oh,
a
it's really
quick
cute.
Step in? Yeah. I love it.
Do you?
I think it's great.
Do you really?
So I mean, so Marianne says,
I would love it. Makes me horny.
Horny?
It makes me
does
horny.
That make you that's horny, baby?
When you go to Hardee's and you're horny, you're horny.
Does it make you horny?
It's a good portmanteau.
Okay, wait. When she says, when we first met, I was kind of scared of Bob. Says Cuban born.
Yes, he's a ghost.
Good instinct.
Who grew up in Miami and worked there.
Because he's an adulterer.
He's a fucking creep.
She worked as a news reporter in Miami for over a decade. Everyone was talking about what a big deal it was that
sounds
he was
like
going to be working
and
here. And I was thinking, who the hell is Bob Surratt? Marciano said when they began anchoring together, Surratt did not speak to her unless
anchoring
they were
together.
On air. He seriously would not look at me or talk to me unless the camera was rolling, she said. I'd say, how was your weekend? And he'd say, save it, meaning save the conversation for the show. I was completely focused on
the
show.
Like, the news has so much time.
Yeah.
They did chat. They chatted a lot, though.
How much, what percentage
of
the news?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I was a kid. I have no idea what was going on.
But it's probably
like 90%. 90% chit chat.
Like, so what'd you do?
I don't know. Never told a news story. I don't know. Only talk about themselves.
This just in. I washed my car this weekend.
Yeah. I was completely focused on the show and intent on making sure it was a success. So that's where my mind was.
A show. The
who
show.
Who has been a reporter on many Chicago
news.
Radio and TV stations since 1980. Blah, blah. Blah. At the suggestion of their news director, Marciano asked Surratt out for breakfast with the goal of breaking the ice. What happened? We started having fun and getting into good conversations about life. We had a lot in common. I had two young children. My marriage was falling apart. I was separated, and so was Bob. There. Okay, they didn't have an affair.
Okay, so well,
hold on. I'm just saying that so I'm not
in
the one
eyes
who
of
said.
The, in the eyes of the church, they did.
Right.
In the eyes of today's society, I guess.
Yeah, today's
didn't.
Loose lax morals.
Yeah,
loose lax.
I think my understanding
loose
as a
lax.
Child was very simple.
Loose lax! But so now... Do you think the producer got sick of hearing their dynamic of this guy going, save it. And then he's like, hey,
why don't you actually like get together and be a human being for
go
once?
Have breakfast, yeah. You weirdo.
It's so weird thinking that that's how it started and then they fell in love.
I don't know. Have you ever fallen in love with someone who treats you like shit?
Yeah, I guess my whole childhood.
But I remember once I stopped telling my wife to shut up, that's when I really fell for her.
Because she got to speak.
Yeah, she would try to talk to me and I was like, stop talking to me. And
then, I like these sounds coming out of her mouth hole.
Hey, she got someone to say.
Wow, I like the cut of her jib.
Hey, she got someone to say.
Hey, she got someone to say.
She had something to say.
Are the news people, Scott, be quiet. Yeah. Are the news people in your hometown... Are they still the same? Are a lot of them still the same from when you grew up?
This is my hometown, baby.
So answer the question.
Weren't there local Orange County people?
No, it's all LA.
Really?
Yeah, it's all LA.
You had all the people.
They call it the Southland, which is like
wherever
the antenna reaches.
That's right.
Wait, there's OCP, like local?
No. It was always KNBC.
No, local?
No, loco.
You don't have that loco.
Look.
What about you?
Look. Yeah, there's a lot of whenever I go back to Philly, there's a lot of the same people are still on the air.
Are they older?
Yes,
what about
they
Dallas
are.
Rains?
Point. Flat fist.
How long has he been on? 20 years?
It's gotta be
longer than that shtick should have carried him through.
But he doesn't say point flat hand fist.
He just does it.
Yeah.
And has he ever.
What if he did?
Point flat hand fist. Dallas Reigns.
He doesn't have any internal thoughts.
Has he ever tried to contact us?
No, he never tried to cut. Well,
did you
to my knowledge.
Him?
To my knowledge.
No.
No, we talked about him a lot.
We invited him. One of the best ofs.
Yeah.
We kept talking about him during the Comedy Bang Bang best ofs, and we got to the point where we were begging him to come on the show.
Please, come on the show. I would love to have him on the show.
And telling Fritz Coleman that he was not invited.
No, Fritz Coleman must
Now, Fritz
stay
Coleman,
away.
I've lived here since 1994, and he's been on the air.
Oh, he's been on the air since the 80s, at least.
Crazy.
Yeah, there was the Consumer Report guy.
Bogey?
Before Bogey, but I remember Bogey.
Before Bogey,
there was a guy who parlayed it into his own half-hour show about consumer ripoffs and stuff like that. I can't remember his name. I want to say Marv Albert, but I know it's not right. I mean, but I want to say it so bad. All right, I'll just say it. Marv Albert had a show.
Was it Marv Consumer?
It might have been Consumer Ripoff. But yeah, Fritz has been around forever.
Yeah. Lauren. Yeah.
I don't really know. Anyway.
I was surprised that, like...
Do you not check out the local news when you go home?
I mean, I guess it's on.
Who would ever watch the local news?
My parents watch it, I think, but I watch it too weirdly. Like, I will have it on in between figuring out what I'm going to do.
Janie
like,
likes
I'm like,
local
I like
news.
To start there.
Wait, so you always figure out what you're going to do in two chunks and the local news is always right there in between them?
No, but like...
Yeah, it's like,
I'm
11 p.m.
Show,
what am I going to do?
What show am I going to watch? I'm going to start it on the news because it's like a solid base.
And then I'm going to roll up from there.
But I love like The View. I love those kinds of shows.
Right.
I can watch The View every day and I did for years, but I haven't done it lately, but I think it's great.
Would you like to host The View?
I actually think I would have fun doing something like that. I think I would, but I would have to, it wouldn't be now, but later.
It wouldn't be now.
Like it's not something I want to do right now, but like I imagine like, oh, like when I'm like, 50, that could
be cool. Over the hill.
When you feel old enough to start lecturing people and calling them honey.
It'd be like, I have opinions because of my life experience.
Listen,
I don't want to be the young
when
dumb
you
one
get
on the
older
show.
You'll understand that the world works in a different way than you think it does.
Yeah, well, the young people they have now like Meghan McCain, who's like she's very politically savvy, though, where I'm like, she brings something specific. I guess I'd bring the comedy.
You'd bring this kind of thing. This is sort of like The View.
You'd
be the Debbie Matenopoulos.
That's what I don't want to be, though, because she was like 22, though.
She was the first one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and everyone made fun of her for being dumb.
Yeah, but she was so young. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Everyone's dumb.
Yeah. I love Whoopi, man. She's the best host.
I'm not dumb.
Do you like that?
You should watch Whoopi talking. Have you seen that clip of her? I don't know if it was a clip or what.
I'm not dumb, I'm smart.
Okay, Debbie. It was a clip of Whoopi like talking to her. Someone just posted.
You're pointing
on Instagram,
at your ear.
Her like the bug in her ear, you know, like
okay.
The people.
Yeah.
And she's just like, she'll just be doing a thing, and she's like, I know. Like she'll just like respond to them. Like she goes off like
on the air or this is in commercial.
No, but she looks crazy because no one can hear.
We now all have put together that someone's talking to her, but she'll be like. So, you know, in the news, Justin Bieber, I'm getting to it. I'm going to say that. We have to go to break.
But she looks like she's like, haunted.
Yeah.
Oh, like the ghost. Like that movie Ghost.
I've never seen it.
Whoa. Maybe it was real.
Do you think Patrick Swayze is a ghost in
the studio? And he's like, man, this is just really ironic.
He's like, just let me make some clay pots.
Just let me make some clay pots.
I've never seen that movie, but people think it's really horny, right?
It's super horny.
People think it's really
Honestly, it's a really fun movie. I would say if you're like looking for something to throw on, maybe Halloween.
Start on the news.
Find it on your DVR.
Now, Scott, I want to warn you, there's a mean ghost in the movie, too.
Yeah, played by Vincent Schiavelli.
See.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
TMI, you give away spoilers.
I just said he was a mean ghost. I didn't tell him that he.
I don't know how. I don't know how I know that Vincent Schiavelli is in it.
It's a great film.
Okay,
maybe because it's a great film. Maybe
sure.
Maybe you saw in memoriam because he's no longer with us.
Oh, that's probably it,
Signore Schiavelli.
Who is that?
He was in Moonlighting, wasn't he?
Who's the guy from the train in Ghost? Who's like?
That's the guy we're talking about.
Jeffrey Tambor.
No,
oh, really?
Vincent Schiavelli. Yeah. Who did you think?
She said Jeffrey Tambor.
No.
What?
Who did you think we were talking about? We were talking about the mean ghost.
The guy.
Rick Aviles?
The guy.
The guy.
I don't want to give away the movie.
Well, there's a bad guy in the movie.
Who cares?
There's
give it away.
There's a bad
give
guy
it away.
In the movie.
Give it away now.
The guy who does all the shit. The mean guy.
Yeah, he's not a ghost.
Well, he becomes one.
Well,
everyone becomes one.
He eventually is. Can we just spoil this?
He's never going to see
this fucking movie.
I'm never going to see it.
Isn't he eventually,
I'm going to forget what you're
like
talking about.
He's like taken to hell or something?
Yeah.
But he's not a ghost.
Oh, okay, I guess you're right. I thought you were saying like a bad guy. Like there's a bad guy.
There's a bad ghost on the subway.
Yeah, that
he's like,
guy.
He's like, get off my train.
Okay, wait, so I thought he was Jeffrey Tambor-esque. Like I feel like, and I read something where Jeffrey Tambor says people think that's him.
He's a tall bald man. I mean, you know, that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now everyone knows Jeffrey Tambor is a Me Too.
I know.
Me Too.
What if Dan Aykroyd complained about the ghost in Ghostbusters? It gives him a blowjob, wakes him up by giving him a ghost blowjob. He's like, no, not in this environment.
Did he come Slimer?
Onion Head, a.k.a. Slimer, is Dan Aykroyd's cum from getting a ghost blowjob.
Like, now, I rewatched that movie not that long ago.
Right.
I think after the reboot, after the reboot
little.
Came out.
Yeah.
You were like, let's see
the real version.
Now, see, you probably remember it as a scary movie.
Yeah, I remember. Yes, I do remember it as a scary movie.
Because you were
movie.
Little.
Yes, and I also remember just being like, that's a good movie.
That's a good movie
right
there.
I got the toys. I got the stuff.
I started at the news. I got up to Ghostbusters.
It is a good movie. Wear my jacket.
I drew a Ghostbuster on a cantaloupe. I brought it up to the stage.
I got to meet Bob Surratt and Marianne Marciano, who are a loving couple.
She's a
hot Cuban babe who can't talk before the news starts.
Those rules still in effect in their home.
Yeah. Oh. He's like, save it.
God,
she's like, honey,
if only.
I wanted to ask you, save it. But it's something I can't ask on
No,
air.
The other news is coming on. The news we're not on.
News we're not on.
I want to watch the news sometimes, not just report it.
Why did you watch Ghostbusters recently?
Because of the reboot. And I wanted to see, does this hold up as well as I remember it? And it does not.
It does
not. I feel like most things don't.
Yeah.
They like, really it don't. Really
and
is
then
just.
Everyone being like, I can't believe it. And they're like, go watch the other one. Is that fucking great?
You know what it was? Because people were saying like the original Ghostbusters
such
was
a classic.
A perfect film or something.
Oh, it's so.
And then you watch it. There's a lot of problems.
It's
with
like
it.
No, you remember the song.
There's as many problems in the new one.
It was
as
Ray Parker Jr. who was saying this.
Honestly, yeah, he's like, I think it's still great.
It's the best movie ever made.
Who cares?
But it was surprising.
Everything's a reboot anyway.
Yeah, they're rebooting Friday Night Lights.
They are?
Yes.
It just was here.
Into a movie.
What?
They're like reboot of the movie Friday Night Lights. Just got a director.
Oh, rebooting the movie?
Yes, which was what the TV show was
Didn't
based
it come
on.
Come out in the
14 years ago.
Yeah, that's crazy.
2004.
Hey, how come people never reboot a book?
Yeah, how come you never be rebooting a book?
I'm going to reboot a book.
You know what I am going to reboot is the Bible. I'd love to talk to you about it.
Actually, it's already been done by that couple who did things like that. Who is that?
Bob and Marianne?
Couple that did things like that.
No, you know that couple. The husband is like the guy who produces all those shows like Mark Burnett or something. Yeah.
Oh, well, they
did the Bible as
they
a
did
show.
Like a miniseries, yeah.
So it's been done.
Do you want me to tell my Mark Burnett
story? I'm saying rewriting a book that's already been written.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And yes, just updating.
That is very funny. It's exactly the same thing, but no one would ever do that.
Yeah, it would be insane.
It would be very weird.
I just wrote a new Babysitter's Club series.
Same characters, different stories.
Although, I guess that's been done before in the sense of like, isn't like Jack Ryan or whatever, some dude took over the
are
franchise? Yeah, those are books.
But
right?
Well, that's an ongoing series. Is different than being like, yeah, Babysitter's Club is not a good example.
Why are you sticking your hand out like this to Paul?
I'm saying if you were to rewrite the original books.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Like just
or just be
them.
Like, I want to rewrite Huckleberry Finn.
Same story, same
characters.
I
want to reboot Ramona Quimby.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard you do.
You should, though.
It's pretty sexy. It's pretty sexy. Your last name is Quimby.
What? Like Mayor God. Quimby? Mayor Quimby's the hottest guy on Simpsons.
Who do you think is the most attractive Simpsons character?
Bart.
You said that with such authority. I had to think about it. Like, really? And then I realized you were joking.
I'm actually not. Bart is the hottest character.
Well, he's a
if
child.
I had to, okay, he's 40 now. Or how long has he been around?
Well,
30?
Well, 1989, so.
So you consider, even though on the show he is still a child, you're thinking because the show has been on
so
like long.
He's like 37, in wisdom.
He's reached the age of consent.
We have a problem with this on Raised by TV a lot because we talk about hot children that we were attracted to
sure.
when we were children.
Yes. Absolutely.
So it's very different. I think Bart is the hottest. He's a cartoon.
Who has
so
more of a problem with that, would you say? If you had to choose between the two hosts of Raised by TV.
good stuff.
Me.
Who talks about it longer?
Who do you think is the hottest?
On
that gummy, that Simpsons. Gummy
you know
hair.
What, you know
that's
what?
Like a babe.
Jumped in my mind was the Arnold, the Arnold Schwarzenegger guy.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I guess I'd fuck
McBain?
That cool
McBain,
dog.
McBain.
Yeah.
What, Poochie?
Yeah.
Yes, I'd fuck that cool dog.
If you had,
these are my choices.
If you had to fuck a dog, if you were like,
now we get to it.
Okay. Like it, like
this. We've been talking about this.
We've
off
been circling
mic
around it
for such a long time.
Right. If you had to fuck a dog, what?
It would have to be a cartoon.
It would have to be a cartoon dog. Yeah. That's exactly what I was going to ask.
Snoopy, sure.
Like McGruff.
Yeah. Oh, McGruff.
He's
yeah,
wearing
he's
the trench, the,
yeah.
the weird
yeah.
pervy trench
yeah.
coat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's an adult.
Actually, there's a clip from Improv for Humans.
Take a bite out of this.
On the Video Podcast Network thing where we something on YouTube you can go look at. I'm saying if anyone cares out there. But it's John Gemberling and Paul Rust. And then Gemberling is like arguing for like beastiality.
Oh, no. This was off of Improv for Humans.
Yes,
whatever.
I said. Yeah. I was and I was on
oh,
the
I wasn't
episode.
Listening.
Okay, great. And oh. Ouch. but it's kind of crazy to watch him argue for it. It's
John Gemberling is arguing for beastiality.
Yeah.
What sparked this debate?
I don't know. Probably just something he wanted to talk about. It might have been in the scene or something.
I hope so.
I think the conversation was not. It was like.
I mean, in a sense, it's better than like a dildo because a dildo cannot give consent. A living.
What?
A living being can give consent. We just don't know whether they are giving consent. So, but the possibilities are 50-50 they're giving consent. Meanwhile, a dildo is not giving consent.
A dildo is made to give consent.
Oh, slavery. Dildo slavery. Steely Dan.
What's that?
Steely Dan was.
Is there a Steely Dan song called Dildo Slavery?
No, well, Steely Dan famously was.
We talked about this on Bang Bang with John Mulaney.
Was named after.
The dildo in Naked Lunch.
In Naked Lunch, yes. The book Naked Lunch.
Sorry to be talk more quickly than you.
Steely Dan.
Yeah. So if you were thinking, how could I like the band Steely Dan less?
Yeah, that sucks. I like three Steely Dan songs.
Which ones? No, we haven't. Let's go down the list.
Dirty Work is the best one.
Dirty Work. How's that one go?
To do your dirty work,
that's a pretty good one.
Isn't it? Want to do your dirty work, no more.
I like that. I mean,
that's a good one. I'm saying they have three good songs.
I'm gonna look that up.
Let me think.
I like Reeling in the Years.
That one's
Reeling
fine.
In the Years. That's the one good.
Let
one
me go look
like.
At their
like Peg.
Picks.
I think I like.
Oh,
Peg
is my favorite, actually.
Well, what about our favorite?
Hey 19,
the queer Vogold. The fine Colombian. I feel like
mix.
We start higher and higher.
Yeah, low. Let's go low.
Mix the world.
Oh,
called the fine Colombian makes the night a wonderful thing.
Too high.
Too high?
The Cuervo gold.
I think Peg.
The fine Colombian makes the night a wonderful thing.
That okay?
Yeah, that was really good.
Did they give you enough time to look up whatever you're looking up?
I got it. Actually, really I just think we only have two good songs.
Berrytown? I don't know. Okay, we need to take a break. Oh, yeah, taking us out to break is... Which one is this?
Peg.
Peg. Oh, okay. Woo! What's this about? Is this about
some cool chick
about
whose
pegging?
Name is in lights?
Yeah, it's about pegging. Peg, it will come back to
hobby.
You. So you're pegging me now, but I'm going to peg you later.
That's the promise of pegging.
You're thinking of the Simpsons episode.
All right, we'll see after this. Bye.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Yay!
Yay! Lauren, you found something on Twitter you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I did.
Lauren, I understand you have a topic.
Yeah, Trump did something.
Just check Twitter.
Trump did something bad. I feel scared.
He did a bad thing on Twitter.
I'm sure that will be true the day that this comes out. But this is from Shannon Hutchinson at the Shannon RH, and she tweeted pictures that she and her friends did that are recreating our Threedom photos, and they did a really amazing job in their dorm room.
Oh, I can't wait to sue them out of that dorm room.
Yeah, they really.
This is our
really
IP.
Those pictures are copywritten.
I'm very impressed.
They did a great job.
Flattered.
Yeah, they're amazing. They one's wearing a top hat. That's it.
One's wearing.
They're all nude.
They're all just
otherwise
looking.
All nude.
And so if you want to see some nudies
with a top hat on,
go to Twitter.
Go to my Twitter. Scroll back 9 months.
Do you think the Earth is still here by the time this is released?
It's not looking good, Paul.
Yeah. Paul, do you have a feature?
You know what? I do. I do have a feature.
Break and it down for us now.
I'm happy to share this with you.
Hit me!
I think I'd better dance now. This is called How Do You Do?
With two O's.
Two O's? How do you do?
How do you do?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's like duty.
How do you do?
I knew you would think that, but it's not.
Okay.
Your brain always goes there.
You're the one who said it first thing in this episode.
Bitter recriminations.
I was being you.
Teams will, I just said bitter recriminations, which is a reference to the show Last Comic Standing, which I had a friend who had taken over producing that show, his company took over producing that show. And so they were doing a tease to a break. They were going to go on a break. And it was like, coming up. It was when Jay Moore was hosting.
Right.
And
key
like,
to the house.
This happens. And then
coming up, key like to the house.
Two people arguing. And he said, bitter recriminations.
What?
Good stuff.
There were some bitter recriminations.
Yeah,
and
certainly.
Did it make you
stick around?
Yeah, it did. But it also made me say bitter recriminations in my head many, many times over the years.
For years. Yeah. I mean, I remember that because I played Jay Moore at Death Ray at M-Bar when that season was on.
You played Jay Moore?
Because we did a Last Comic Standing. Yeah, we did a Last Comic Standing night, and I was Jay Moore in it. I just kept repeating, key to the house, because that was something that he said all the time. Like, if you want, key to the house. What's your feature?
How do you do? Teams will compete to try.
And so each of us will compete.
Okay, now.
Put it in your own words.
Loosen it up.
Okay, like, you know, there's three of us.
Yeah.
And sometimes we're not all together. We're separate on things.
Yeah.
Mm. This is hard.
Just read it.
Teams will compete to try to get their team to guess a song by only singing the word do. You might think this game sounds easy, but it's not so easy when you're on the spot.
Okay.
And this is, I feel compelled to include this. Definitely one of the funniest adult game night games I've ever played.
Says, wow. Ooh. So yeah, who is
says this piece of paper?
So a piece of paper is playing adult games at a party.
Yeah, yeah.
And finds it fun.
This quote is attributed to no one. It is just this piece of paper.
It was opinion. Like William Shakespeare.
Or it says Larry King, because he's the one who said that Chevalier.
We went to see Chevalier because of it.
You did?
Yeah.
Cavalier.
Oh, whatever. Because of Larry King?
Whatever.
What he should have said is, do you want to see a show where the performers shit all the time?
And their horses.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know how some shows keep you awake? Not this show.
It makes you go right to 99.
The rhythm of the horses.
We had a good time watching, though, I will say.
I bet it was fun.
It makes you go 99.
Isn't it expensive?
Bones. I mean, I guess to some people.
Don't
you? Wow. well, I heard about it on a podcast that someone was saying it costs like $300 a ticket.
What? No, I definitely not, because okay. I would not have been able to
afford it. I heard it costs a bucket of oats. Is that not true?
You just got to feed the performers. Okay, let's
because it's
the,
produced
let's
by horses.
So I think it'll be like one person sings and the other
I think
two.
We're all good singers and this is going to be easier
that's
than
what I'm
I think so too. And okay. So we're kind of competing. It would be two people competing against
each
other.
Should we do a no, or should we do it for time so everyone's competing for the shortest time?
I think it amounts to the same thing.
Okay. What if we time it and then we each get points for how like and I'd say I'm guessing mm-hmm. and then we have a minute. And you well, go, then you go, then you go, then you go. Yeah. And whoever gets more out, that doesn't take so long.
Whoever gets more out, that doesn't take so long.
I think it's easier if we both try to get, like if Paul's doing it, we both try to guess and Paul is competing for the shortest time.
God, okay.
Wait, I'm competing. Oh, so
because we're thinking we're so good.
I want to replicate yes. it as
otherwise
faithfully
you would sing,
as possible.
You would sing poorly and just stretch the time
which,
forever.
Which I think everyone knows I can't
you
do.
You cannot do that.
It's impossible.
By the way, I pulled up my calculator counts. App. And
if you multiply
I'm going
a
to
minute
like
by
one plus one plus one plus one.
Plus 60.
Okay.
Let me find the
okay, so
clock.
You're singing any song in the world.
Any song in the world, we're not trying to stretch out your time. We're literally trying to guess it.
Yeah, we want
to
get it.
Yeah, but you want us to get it.
Okay.
Everyone's goal is to solve it.
I don't have a song yet. Hold on.
Oh, man, trying to think of a song is the hardest thing.
Okay, well, yeah.
There's so many of them.
I think I'm going to be bad at this.
There's over 100 songs.
Okay, wait.
Yeah, 102 songs.
And I feel
do you have one? Do you want to do it first?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. And by the way, I know the audience is loving us figuring out the game.
This is like when I was in a play, a musical, and the choreographer would come to rehearsal and spend the first hour figuring out choreography.
Oh, God.
While we sat and watched her. Wasting our time.
That's terrible.
She didn't want to do it the night before or the day before or whatever. She just wanted to go, oh, God, yeah, I got to go to fucking work. All right, what if we did this? All right.
Paul, go first.
I need a song.
Can be anything. Think of your favorite musician.
I know it can be.
Oh, but you're not supposed to do a melody, right?
No, you're supposed to do a melody. How else would you
what
be
if
able
it's like
to do
you're
this?
You're just doing like the tone, like the
like the drum
tempo.
Sounds? The tempo?
How would that go? Maybe you should go first.
Like you'd be like, yeah, you'd be like, if it's like, hey, dude, you'd be like, do, do. Do, 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 do.
Do,
do. Do, 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 do,
no, have do, the, do. No, you're supposed to have the melody.
So I was going, do, 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 do,
hey,
do, 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 do.
Yeah,
okay, great.
Exactly.
All right, go.
Okay, okay go. Google it, chef. All right, you this got something?
Get it on the Googs, chef.
You got something?
Okay, here's the problem.
Yeah.
All I'm thinking of is the fucking national anthem.
You're such a patriot.
I'm like, I love this country.
Think of who's a great singer in your mind.
Francis Scott Key.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm going to go.
Okay, ready, Lauren?
Okay, wait, hold on.
Hold on.
Okay, ready?
And the minute you start singing, I press start.
Okay. Do, 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 do.
I'm staying. I'm telling you a Judy Holliday song. What's the name of that song? And I'm telling you.
Yeah,
I should have kept it going.
You were just looking at the time?
No, I stopped it when you said, I'm staying or whatever.
Well, he was right.
Well, she pointed at me.
Yeah.
So 5 seconds.
5 seconds.
All right.
Okay.
Ready? Maybe Kevin should keep time. Chef Kevin.
No, I could do it. I could do it. Ready?
No. Scott.
What?
I feel like it's unfair. You shouldn't be distracted.
No,
and then he would know if maybe we actually do have to guess the title.
Yeah, the title has to be right.
You have to get the title.
No,
has to
but
be right.
Getting the song is right, because that's what the whole point is.
Can I go?
Why do they bother giving names to songs? Okay, song Kevin's going to time it. Kevin's going to time it.
Okay, all right. Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. And do, 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 do.
Tom Steiner! The song you've been singing all day.
I cheated.
Which also the lyrics are do, 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 do.
Lauren got it because I think I said Tom's Restaurant again.
Oh. Okay, your turn.
Shit. All right.
Flintstones.
I'm sorry. Flintstones.
Do, 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 do.
Do 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 do.
No, it's a Little Red Corvette.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
I kept thinking of songs that had spoken word introductions, right, and it was driving me insane.
Do 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 do.
Yeah.
Ready? Do 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 do.
Hava Nagila.
Do 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 do.
I will always love you.
I feel like I am a recording artist for a cell phone ringtone.
All right, ready? Do 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 do.
I
feel the earth move.
Come back once more. I wish those days.
I wish. Yes.
Okay. Is that the name of the song? I wish.
Stevie Wonder. I wish.
I never knew the name of that song.
Yep.
Okay.
I picked a hard one to even out my Tom's Diner.
Okay.
All right, Paul. Here we go. Dearly beloved, we are gathered to get through this thing called life.
To get through this thing called future.
Oh boy, this is more entertaining than you actually sing the songs as you it's flop sweat.
It's the fucking worst. I can't, I feel like I blank on stuff like this.
Yeah, no, it's hard when
all the time.
It's like when you're playing, what's that game, Scattergories or whatever, when you have to think of an S word.
Yeah.
For, you know, an article of clothing. It's like,
some
of course,
rubies.
Shoes, socks or whatever. Yeah, yeah, some rubies. Didn't we do that in one of the last episodes?
Yeah.
Some rubies.
And then it was some diamonds. And then it was some coins. Stop making it plural.
you have to with some. Good stuff.
Okay. All right. All right.
Here we go.
Fuck.
You're just thinking of rap songs.
Always.
Do a rap.
Just do a rap. Don't even do do's. Just do a rap.
Do a rap. Just make one up.
This is
there's so many musicians.
So
who in the world is a musician?
Because here's the thing. I'm
you
thinking
have sung
of,
so many songs live. Just
I know,
do one
it's
of those.
True. It's true.
Yeah, do something you've done at Largo.
Do 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 do.
This is one of the most fun adult party games.
That was so long.
Is that how it goes?
Five years.
Who got it?
Scott.
I got it.
All right. Okay.
That's a great song.
It's a great song.
Let me lay it down.
We should also review the songs after.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
5 stars.
Let me lay down some do's for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, wait. I had one. How does it go?
Think of a song you've sung before.
Fuck you.
Come on,
okay.
Rain Man.
Okay, I will. Okay. Okay, wait. Okay. Do 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 do.
I don't want to wait. Paula Cole.
Yes.
Okay, here's mine. Do 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 do.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane. His daughter is on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Teddy Mellencamp.
Ooh, Teddy Mellencamp.
Love to see inside the lives of.
Are we doing one more round?
Rich and famous.
Yeah, one more round. Here we go, Paul. Okay. Think, Paul, think. You can do this. You can do this. Don't do happy birthday.
I almost did it so many times.
That would be very funny.
Heaven, I'm in heaven. Oh, from Hamilton, King George's song, whatever it's called.
Is it?
What's the name of it?
Well, Lauren said all we have to do is know the song.
King George did the part.
Okay, I didn't realize that was the rule. Yes. You'll be back.
You'll be back.
Do-be-do.
Are you sad now?
This game is, it's somehow humiliating.
I love it.
I don't care.
We're doing one more round.
Yeah, I should have done it.
What? It's the doing more?
Yeah, we each have to go one more time. Okay. Okay. Do 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 do.
I like your face while you're doing it.
Do 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 do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do. I feel like E.T.
Feel like E.T.? What? When did E.T. do this?
Because his mouth is always like do do do.
Oh, and your arms are like doing this. I don't know. What about? Is there a chorus? Because that sounds like a verse.
That was the
chorus. Oh no! One of the most beautiful melodies ever written.
Do 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 do
do do
do do do do do do do do do do.
Oh, Levon.
Yes.
Oh, Levon. I like Levon.
And he shall be a Levon.
And he shall be a good man.
I love Elton John.
Yeah. Elton John.
I love Elton John.
I love Elton Brown.
All right, ready?
What if you thought Elton Brown was Elton John?
Yeah, Elton Brown. I keep looking. I want to go to his concert, but he never comes through here.
I wish he would keep singing. I love his song.
He put out no albums.
He put out no albums.
I'm at the record store. He put out no albums. But all the songs we know, how?
All right, ready? Here we go. Do 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 do.
Phantom of the Opera. Oh,
Paul gets one more.
No.
Well, you started, so Paul has to do one more.
I guess he's right.
Why did you keep saying one more round? Then
I don't know. I want you to do one more.
You're the worst.
But you're the best.
I like this game.
You want me to light my hand?
No,
on fire?
No. Just look at that, and maybe you'll think of a song.
Oh, that's look
that'll
at,
be the
by Elton Brown. Look at
what is Elton Brown?
That's a T-shirt. Is Elton Brown in an Elton John costume?
In an Elton John? Wait, a costume of Elton John's or an Elton John costume?
It would be
does
the same
that make
thing.
Sense? Yeah, I guess yeah. It does. If it's the Donald Duck costume, I guess.
Well, he wore a lot of crazy.
But you.
Outfits.
But what I'm saying
the I'm still standing is video.
I'm still standing.
What I'm saying is bald cap included? Because it would not be
Elton
if it were a costume that Elton John wore.
I'd have to see the design. I'd have to see the design.
I need you to sing a song now.
All right, I will sing a song. Do,
do, do, do, do, do.
Spacious skies are amber waves of grain. Fertile mountains, majesty of all the frigid plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee. With brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, I miss you.
Sit back down.